In the United Kingdom, Brexit continues to create a chaotic scene for British lawmakers. Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffered his latest defeat on Monday, failing to win enough votes to call a snap election in October. The UK's current deadline to finalize a deal with the European Union is October 31st. But a roughly five-week-long suspension of Parliament went into effect last night, leaving little time to finalize a new Brexit plan. Joining me now to explain what's next for Brexit is Yasmin Sirhan, a London-based staff writer at The Atlantic. Yasmin, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me again.
So, and again, you're going to help us muddle through what's happening over across the pond here. I mean, Boris Johnson lost a second vote Monday, and he was calling for a general election. What happened? Why didn't he get the support he needed to win that vote?
So yeah, it's the second vote on this particular issue, his sixth vote overall, all of which he's lost. So he's not off to the best start. But it's a difficult time in Britain, as you say. And the reason that he didn't get the general election that he so seeks is because opposition lawmakers are worried about the prospect of Britain leaving the European Union without a deal. And they want to ensure that under no circumstances that that can happen by accident. So what they've done is they've passed legislation that would basically require Johnson to go to the EU by a certain date if he is unable to secure a deal with them, or if the House of Commons doesn't spontaneously decide to allow no deal, that they would require him to go back to the EU and request an extension. And they wanted to make sure that they did all that before an election so that there are no loopholes. There's no way that, you know, because Boris Johnson is very, very keen on honoring his promise when he became prime minister to take Britain out of the EU with or without a deal on October 31st. So it seems that the opposition's game plan now is to basically wait until after October 31st or close enough to it before they allow a general election to go ahead.
Again, you mentioned Johnson asking for an extension. Johnson said he would not ask for a Brexit extension, but the law that went into effect Monday says he's required to ask for more time if a deal isn't reached by October 19th. What is he going to do now, Yasmin?
Indeed. He said he would rather be dead in a ditch than ask for another extension. So yeah, it's really unclear. As a matter of law now, Johnson has to ask for an extension from the EU if he cannot secure a deal with them before October 31st, which right now seems very slim. So it's really unclear what the prime minister is going to do. There's some murmurings that he may decide to break the law. That would be unprecedented, I think. The government has said that they would honor the law, but Johnson has also said that under no circumstances will he ask for an extension. So it's unclear. Will he send someone else to do it? Will he step down? The government hasn't confirmed any of these things, so we really don't know, and I suspect we won't until that crunch time comes.
Let's say he doesn't end up dead in the ditch, as he said, and asks for another extension. Is there a likelihood that he would even get that extension?
Generally speaking, and you do hear a lot of murmurings about, oh, well, does the EU want to do this every 3 months? And I think the answer is no. The idea of granting extension after extension only to see pretty much more of the same is not something that the EU would find ideal. But at the same time, they don't want to be seen as pushing Britain over the cliff edge. So I think it's broadly assumed that if the UK, however reluctantly, were to ask for an extension, that the EU would grant it. But I think what the EU side would be wanting to see from this extension is concrete plans for what is Britain going to do to break this parliamentary deadlock. Are they going to have a general election? Are they going to have a second referendum? What's going to happen to prevent them from coming back in 3 months' time or 6 months' time or 9 months' time asking for yet another extension?
Well, we'll wait and see. Yasmin Sirhan is a London-based staff writer at The Atlantic. Yasmin, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.